And after a year marked by internal squabbles and legislative setbacks, President Trump and congressional Republicans are ending 2017 unified and celebrating. The president travels to Mar-a-Lago today, having signed into law a $1.5 trillion tax overhaul this morning at the White House.
And all of this, everything in here, is really tremendous things for businesses, for people, for the middle class, for workers. And I consider this very much a bill for the middle class and a bill for jobs.
But Democrats are looking ahead to next year when they are betting that the tax plan's unpopularity will propel them to victory in the midterm elections. Let's get the lay of the political landscape from NPR's Scott Detrow. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. And it's certainly good for the Republicans today. There had been speculation that President Trump would wait until the new year to sign the tax bill in order to avoid triggering automatic cuts to Medicare because of an obscure law known as PAYGO. But that was resolved through the spending bill?
Yeah, that's right. The long answer short is that the government funding bill that just passed waived that language in this case, so it wasn't an issue in the end. And it was clear that President Trump was anxious to close the book on this, to not have any caveats at all that he couldn't keep his promise to have this tax bill passed by Congress and signed into law by Christmas. He's done that now. It was kind of a hasty signing ceremony in the White House, in the Oval Office. Just one anecdote about how this was kind of thrown together at the last minute compared to how these things typically are. You know, the scene when the president signs a bill and he hands out pens to all the people who played a key role in passage. There were no lawmakers with him, so Trump just started handing out pens to the reporters covering the event. I'm not sure that many of them wanted to take it and claim
sure.
a role in passing this bill. But,
Something for the kids. But when you mentioned that, you know, people are wondering if the T's were crossed, the I's dotted. We're reading about people flooding the phone lines of their local tax assessors at cities and towns. They're trying to pay next year's property taxes now to take advantage of those tax write-offs, which are set to expire. And they're calling their cities and towns, but they're not getting a lot of answers in many cases because people don't know how to handle this. Is that something Democrats are banking on?
Well, I'm not sure that'll be a long-term issue in terms of banking on it to run on that issue, but it's certainly a short-term.
Well, I mean, kind of confusion, you know, or questions about,
Yeah. I'm just not sure that whether that will be a pressing issue, you know, almost a year from now in the election. But certainly it is an issue a lot of people are facing. And it gets to the fact that President Trump and Republican leaders were so set on getting something to the finish line in 2016 to end the year with a political victory that they rushed through a lot of issues and led to some of the things that you're talking about. And also had to scramble to deal with the government funding and other issues, a lot of which got punted into next year in order to make room for finishing this tax bill.
Right. Well, President Trump also said the tax bill essentially repealed the Affordable Care Act because it zeroes out that, you know, mandate that people buy health insurance. There's no penalty now. But yesterday, Julie Rovner of Kaiser Health News told us that the ACA, Obamacare, is basically intact. And we saw millions sign up for it. So we're wondering, are Republicans going to be able to reap some political benefit by saying they struck a blow at the Affordable Care Act without actually repealing it?
Well, what they've now done is zeroed out the least popular part of the Affordable Care Act. We spent so much of this year seeing just how popular other aspects of the Affordable Care Act are. Expanded Medicaid, coverage, promises of pre-existing condition coverage that you could not be denied health care with a pre-existing condition. A lot of those aspects were the things that really terrified a lot of voters concerned they might lose them. But all along, this mandate has been and remains deeply unpopular. The problem is that so many experts say it's needed in order to ensure that healthy people are on the markets. So I think the question to that is what happens over the next year? Do a lot of healthy people just opt not to buy health insurance? And if that happens, does that drive costs up?
Well, we also will wait to see if what Republicans promise will happen. Here's Speaker of the House Paul Ryan saying that although the tax bill is very unpopular now, that's going to change. He's on Good Morning America. Let's listen.
When people actually see that instead of getting tax increases, they're getting a tax cut, when they see the withholding tables changing in February and seeing more money in their paychecks, when they're seeing the economic growth that will result from historic tax reform, I think minds are going to change, and I think people are going to change their view on this.
Well, and Scott, there's such a disconnect here because we have so many economists who looked at the bill and said that's not going to happen. Is this something that we just have to see how it plays out and which side will win and be able to take that to the midterms?
Yeah, and what will the larger picture look like? What will the economy look like? Will it still be growing at the pace that it grew this year? And the other thing is that while paychecks might change, most people don't get that big picture tax figure until they file their year-end returns, and that would happen in early 2019, of course, after the midterm elections. But it's going to be a big campaign issue for sure. It looks like Republicans and Republican-affiliated groups are going to be spending money trying to boost public support for this bill. But we saw what happened in 2010 when Democrats passed a bill that was unpopular at the time, the Affordable Care Act. They said, hey, once this goes into effect, people will love it. It took about 7 years for people to start loving the bill. And in the meantime, Democrats got clobbered in 2010.
Yeah. And we also are looking to see what will happen to other programs, Medicare or other social programs. Speaker Ryan saying he wants to make some changes. But Mitch McConnell, majority leader, saying maybe not. So we'll see how that unfolds as well. Scott Detrow, who covers Congress for NPR, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Congress is gone for the year.
Take a rest.
Yeah.